How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, you going though?
A little bit frazzled.
Can you tell everybody, because we want to find you've had another car, there's another car stolen. I know we've had a lot of cars stolen around the last few weeks, and it just seems like that. Oh, here's another one. Here's another one. But you put up a very interesting Facebook message this morning. Can you tell me all about it?
April 1st, we had a vehicle stolen, our ute, which we have since recovered and is currently being assessed. But this morning, my parents' car, who have just moved to Mackay and staying with us, was stolen from the driveway. So this time they've actually broken into the house, located handbag, gotten the keys, and then obviously gotten wallet, mobile phone, watches and all that while my parents slept.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we are very frazzled this morning because our security was, you know, up from our first car. So we changed, got a locksmith in, changed all keys, all that stuff. But one car wasn't enough.
How did they get in?
They got through the screen door. The security screen door and unlocked it. To be honest, I haven't been able to have a proper look yet because forensics are coming in, need to check everything, so I haven't really gone down there.
Yeah.
They were staying on ground level.
Oh.
And yeah.
That's literally horrible. Gone. How are your parents?
Sorry, they're devastated.
Oh, my heart's breaking for you.
I need to say, they moved to Mackay to support us because we've got a special needs child that we need support. And they moved to Mackay to support us. And
this happened.
This shit happened. You know, it's not a good welcoming. It's not, you know, we're already doing the hard yards, you know, being special needs parents. And we don't need this.
I'm just sick to death of this crap. This is just, it's daily. And everyone says, oh, the cops aren't doing this and that. And it's like, well, their hands are tied. They can only do so much. But
yes,
it's like, there's no deterrence. These people are regularly doing the same shit and they just, you know, slap on the wrist and they're back out on the streets and they'll do it again tomorrow.
I have no words.
So the car, your mum and dad's car, it's a beautiful car. It's a big white four-wheel drive thing, right? Yeah.
So it's a car. It's a Mitsubishi ASX. It is a new car.
Rego plates?
Yeah, I don't even know them because it's so new. It's on Facebook.
That's right. I'm just looking at the picture now. Someone actually saw it down Malcolmson Street, they reckon, this morning.
You know, the hard thing is, like, I have to admit, and these guys that are doing this are so good. They're so quiet. They know what they're doing. The only time I've heard both our cars go is when the car started and left. I did have a quick glance at the person driving it.
Yeah.
But it's so quick. And then, of course, your mind kicks in and you just don't believe what's happening.
No.
And then, of course, you're straight on the phone to the police. So you can't chase them.
No,
you can't. You can't track them down. You can have these sightings to get some sort of area that they're in, but they're so quick. By the time the police patrol that area,
they're gone.
They probably moved into another suburb.
Yeah. And hitting someone else.
Yeah. He can't.
Okay.
Unless you've got GPS on your car, I think that's. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put the pictures up. We're going to put the picture up on our Facebook page. Share it around. We need as many people to talk about this and continue this conversation. Joe, we're feeling for you. We're really thinking about your parents. Honestly, this is just a kick in the guts. And hopefully this car will be found today. Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. And you know, I have prepared my parents for the worst case. Obviously, we were lucky we got our car back. It has been assessed, so we don't know the damage cost. But, you know, I have prepared my parents, you know, this is what's happening in the town. I'm going to be prepared that you may be seeing a car that doesn't look the same.
We're feeling for you. We're here for you. Okay, Joe?
Thank you.
Hang in there, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.